Well, today I am back home in the north of England. I'm visiting friends and family, catching up with old friends and things like that. But I couldn't resist a cheeky little wild camp. It is gorgeous here. I've got a beautiful river, forest all around. It is raining, but that's not dampening my mood. And I can't wait to share it with you. Let's get set up for this cozy night ahead. It's raining a lot more than it was forecast to right now. Yeah, a little bit soggy. These boards are so slippy. Every step I take, I'm like, whoa, I'm gonna fall over. Come across a little bit of an obstacle. Storm Amy has clearly had a go at this tree. And so the entire path is blocked off. So I think I'm gonna have to go like through there. I don't know. We're gonna make it work. So slippy as well. Okay, problem is now is that I have to actually go back. I have to go back and then go round again. So slimy. I'm just in the bushes right now. Okay. Wow. Move. Okay. Whew. I'm out. Feeling of the rain on my skin right now is so nice, actually. Well, I want to go over there, but I don't think I'll make it. My boots aren't quite high enough for how high the river is. Let me reassess. I might be able to find a new approach. That's a sturdy rock. They aren't going to be sturdy. I made it. Oh no. Now I'm gonna go back for the camera and then back across. Hey, you know what? It didn't actually go above my shoe level. This is the spot that I had in mind. Ground's not bad. There's no fallen trees around me. Last time I used this tent, it actually collapsed on me. But the weather's not that bad today, so I thought I'd give it another shot. I'm not writing it off just yet. It is raining quite a bit, so what I need to do is try and get my tent that is an inner pitch first set up without getting wet, which I'm gonna do by using the top sheet to cover it whilst I'm setting it up. I have a really bad feeling that I've put it the wrong way round, but we'll find that out pretty quickly. So it's okay. I put it the right way round. Yeah. Well, that is my tent fully set up. Let's get in. Let's get dry. I am soaking right now. Get this coat off. Jeepers creepers, it's wet. Considering the fact that it was meant to be light drizzle, this is not, it's more like, you know the misty rain that makes you really wet? It's like that, but then combine it with the trees and it turns into droplets. So I'm quite soggy. Right, let's get this sleeping system set up. Also, I had the amazing pleasure of meeting one of you guys today in Aldi, of all places. I was picking up my dinner. I bought some tortellini, by the way. I feel very bad because I completely forgot to ask your name. I was completely bamboozled and blown away because I've never met anyone in person before. I've never had the whole, hi, you Katie thing. And I was in shock. I did not know what to say, and I apologise because I feel really bad that I did not even ask for your name. I would love to know your name, and it was a pleasure meeting you, so please let me know in the comments if that was you in Aldi, because thank you very much for making my day. Anyway, let's get this sleeping system set up. I've got a lot of fun videos planned, but I thought, you know what, I'm going to treat myself to a chilled out, normal, peaceful wild camp, because I've been doing loads of challenges and I'm loving it. It's been really fun to like test myself, do some cool things, and it's been really entertaining on my part. Oh. It's not raining too heavily right now. My sleeping system is all set up. Let's get some dinner on. I'm really going back to my roots right now. It's a wet day. I'm having a cozy wild camp and I'm eating pasta. Now that is classic Katie, if you do ask me. Oh, there we go. Spinach and ricotta tortellini. I can see my breath. Well, that was interesting. You know what? I'm very happy right now. And I hope you're all happy too. I hope you're getting the vibes. I hope I'm giving the good vibes off to you. I want everyone to experience the kind of happiness that I get from this as well. For sauce, I have tomato, aubergine and ricotta pasta sauce from Aldi, because I was in Aldi, clearly. Told you all about it. You know what? That smells really good, actually. I'm very excited about that. Looks like a serves one. Oh. Apparently, I'm having two meals tonight. Taste test time! I'm excited. It smells divine, to be honest. Sometimes there's fancy cooking and then there's good eating, and this is good eating. As I've said in the past, I don't cook fancy, but I do cook good. Sign of a good sauce is when it doesn't even need SPG. I've got SPG and I don't even need to add it. I've been a right chatterbox today. I've chatted to loads of people. Everyone on the trail has been so friendly and kind to me. It's been great. This guy walked past. He was like, hey, how you doing? I was like, hey, right back at you. You're a lovely fella. I love when you have good interactions with humans. I'm not very good with people. If they're bad people, if you're a good person, I'll love you to bits. If you've got vibes, if you bring a good conversation to the table, I like you immediately. As you all know, I can chat for days. So if you ever see me, I will try to chat. Hopefully I'll be less bamboozled this time if I ever meet anyone again, because I was like, I kind of froze in my brain. there was no thoughts. Watching Harry Potter, I've got pasta. Honestly, what more do you need in your life? This is very good pasta. I'm very much enjoying it. Well, it is 8:30. I've just finished watching Harry Potter. It was so good, but I always forget how long they are. It was literally like 2.5 hours long.
I have loved exploring Scotland over the past few weeks, but I have been full speed ahead the entire time, like on it. I've been exploring new places every single day, like no rest at all. So this is just so nice. It's been amazing exploring and seeing so many new things, meeting loads of new people, but I haven't had me time, like chill, zone out, no people, no contact to the outside world, just me in the tent. I've not had that kind of thing for a while. And this is great. It's so relaxing. I'm just chilled out to the max right now. And on that note, I think I'm gonna head to bed. It is around 8:30 right now, so I am heading to bed pretty early. I will see you in the morning for a lovely cup of hot chocolate. I'm feeling like some hot chocolate in the morning. Night. Good morning. It is around 8 a.m. right now. I feel rejuvenated, feel alive. Let's get up, let's make some moves, get some hot chocolate. I always look like I've been hit by a truck when I wake up. I am in an area now that doesn't allow camping. Obviously in Scotland, it's the Right to Roam Act, and I'm allowed to camp. But here, I'm not. So the first thing I'm gonna do is get my tent down. I'm gonna take my tent down quickly, and whilst I'm taking my tent down, I'll boil myself some water, then I'll have a hot chocolate by the stream. Lovely. Hot chocolate time. I've not got my thermal mug with me, so I've made it extra hot so that it'll last a bit longer, because I tend to get distracted by the environment. I have Nature Valley. It's an oats and dark chocolate, which is my favourite. This is honestly such a magical little forest. And to think, this spot is probably a 20-25 minute walk from the car. That's crazy. I'm just gonna finish my hot chocolate and take in the serenity of this place. I mean, it's just incredible. The birds are singing. Well, I do believe it is officially time to head out of this magical little forest. It has been incredible. If you do want to see any more cozy camps like this, let me know in the comments. But that is it for today's adventure. Thank you so much for watching. I will see you on our next little adventure. Happy roaming! Bye! As always, leave no trace. Don't be silly. Pick up your rubbish. Take it home. Bye!